inside the Driving Five. Big Rob. Big Rob. Big
yes,
Rob.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got special guests in the building.
Very special guests,
sir. Let Muskegon know who's in the big chair, man.
We got Eric Carter from Carter Funeral Home. What is it? Eric Hawthorne.
Eric Carter Hawthorne.
Carter Hawthorne.
Yeah, that's the family, man. So
I'm half of the Hikes and half Carter, half Hawthorne.
I'm looking at you, man. You look like somebody I graduated with.
Man, listen, I'm glad how I look. I look good, huh?
Right, you look good. You look good.
I appreciate
You look like William Hawthorne.
Man, listen.
Like you could be his junior.
Listen, many people tell me that. Many people tell me that.
So, congratulations. How long have you been open?
So, we have officially been open since July 1st. The state gave us our license June 27th, but we served our first family July 1st of this year.
Wow. What made you start a funeral home business?
I have always, like I told Big Rob, I have always been in this business since a little kid. I started with Reginald Toombs, who was the pillar of this community.
Yes.
So I started at a young age. I would leave school. The teachers would let me leave school just to do a funeral and come back. So
Did you used to be at the door shaking people's hands?
Yes, sir.
That was you?
I was that little. Listen, man, that was me, that young brother.
So, I remember you now.
Yes, sir. So, man, look, I ain't aged too much, did I?
You look good, bro.
I started with Mr. Toombs and Mike Smith and rose to the ranks, and I ended up learning the ins and outs about the business, and then I went over to another funeral home. I did my apprenticeship, went to school, and then I ended up working a couple other funeral homes and doing a couple other things in the school system, and then I found my calling and knew that this was my calling, and I went back to it. And I always said one day I wanted to own my own funeral home, but I never thought that it would happen this way. And I'm telling you, as I told Big Rob, it's nothing but God. It was ways that we was going through this, going through that, to figure out how things gonna happen, and God was just moving ways and making things happen. So I am so grateful that I want to be like that Mr. Toombs, that pillar of this community, where I'm giving back but also helping people in that time of need, because we need that. We need that in this time, this season in our lives, and as well as in this community.
Shout out to Mr. Toombs. When we first started the Underground Video Show 30 plus years ago, Mr. Toombs was there.
Wow.
When we started the radio station, he was there.
Wow.
And when we did our food giveaway, turkey giveaway, we would do monthly food giveaways. He would donate.
Absolutely.
He's like, I really don't need to advertise, but I'm going to help you out because I believe in you.
Yes, sir.
And so that's a giant of shoulders that you're standing on. How are things?
It is great. Unfortunately, the business is booming. The community has embraced us. I feel like a celebrity. I tell you, I walked in a bank and a lady said, "Hey, you that new funeral home? I heard nothing but good things." And you know, you hear a lot of people say negative things, but when you hear somebody can say good things, and every time you turn around, somebody can say, I'm hearing good things about you. You know, it's one thing we run to the negative, but when it's positive and your own community can and say, hey, we have a black young man that is doing something positive and we appreciate it, they're going to follow you. They thankful for you. So I am so honored and glad that God has blessed us to be, rose to the ranks to be one of the top premier funeral homes here in this town in a matter of 4 months.
Wow.
That doesn't happen. You take 5 years for any business, but for a funeral home, it takes time. And so for us to be able to cultivate and grab the community the way we have and continue to do that, it's a blessing.
You have that whole building over there?
Yes, the whole building.
That whole
9,000 square feet.
Yes, a big building, man.
It is.
Used to be like daycare over there.
Yep, so half of the building was a daycare, half was a church. And so we consolidated and
got the whole building.
The whole building.
Man, God is good.
Yes, he is.
9,000. That's like Rob House, man. The haunted houses.
Man, okay.
Yeah, that's how you living.
Okay. But,
oh, man.
Don't believe that, Eric.
You generally give us tips about the business. And what can you share with us today?
Today, as I'm continue partnership with you all and working with you all to get out the word to the community how important deaf care is. It's important that you talk about what's going to happen when you pass on. Us as an African-American community, and not just the African-American community, but, you know, people in general, we don't want to talk about death. We don't want to talk about when we're going to pass, what's going to happen. And I tell you, that's where I find so many families that I'm sending across, and they don't know what to do because they was never left with instructions.
Mm.
Or they were left with partial instructions, or they so devastated that they are grieving and they're not able to make those hard decisions. decisions. We have to talk about death. We got to talk about, we got to plan it out from who you want to sing, who you want to play a drum, who you want to preach. You have to lay a foundation out, because at the end of the day, we're going to leave here one day. Exactly. And we have to make sure that we have our business in order, because that can actually divide a family. And that's what's so heartbreaking, that, you know, death divides a family when she brings us together.
Exactly.
And I want our community here to know that, hey, come see me. Let's sit down and talk about everything that you need of our insurance. If you don't have it, let's get you some insurance. That,
right.
You don't have to have life insurance. You can have burial insurance, right?
Right?
So those type of things that I want to be able to bring to this community to show, hey, I want you to make sure your house is in order.
How much is it costing now if somebody...
The average funeral.
The average?
If they want to do cremation.
So... Well, cremation.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm doing cremation. My ashes going into my village.
So cremation, okay, back in the day used to be roughly between $600-$700 up to like $1,500. Now some places like a direct crematory may charge about $1,500 because they're only doing cremation. They're not a funeral home, so they don't have all the glamours that they can do.
Right.
But typically, funeral home's gonna charge you between $1,500 to $3,000 for a direct cremation.
Okay.
But again, that's the range that they're going. But because cremation has grew in the rate of people that's actually want to do be cremated, that price is going to go up.
It's
because
gonna go up.
you got a firm that maybe do 85 cremations, they're going to have to raise their price to make a profit.
Exactly.
So again, it's the rate and the price is actually going up.
Wow. Wow. I remember... Me and Reginald was very good friends, and mm-hmm. we were taught business. And I remember going to the office. He pulled out a file, a big file.
Okay.
And he said, "These are all the people who came here crying. Can you bury my mom? Can you bury my dad? Can you bury my son, my daughter?" And they still owe him money.
Mm.
Thousands. He said, "Once the funeral's over, they're in the grave.
That's it.
You can't get in contact with them."
Mm-mm.
How do we prevent that?
So... what I do is here at my firm that I try to, it's like an a la carte, but we put packages together to suit families. But also we have an a la carte where we pull from different services that they may need and they may not need. You don't want to give a family a $10,000 funeral bill and they can only afford $3,000.
Right.
That's not helping you or that family.
Exactly.
And again, you don't want to get to where you got to go legal where to get your money back. Now that suffer the that mess up the relationship you have with that family.
Exactly.
And so what we do is we try to accommodate the prices to make sure that it fits the family needs and what they can afford.
Right.
But we also, it doesn't matter if you got $2. We're going to make sure your loved one is presented and go away with dignity. So it doesn't matter about money far as how we're going to present your loved one, what type of service we're going to give you. But it also keep in mind that there are some things we may not do, the glitter and glam. We may not do the horse and carriage because that costs. So again, what we try to do is accommodate the families into their needs and what they can do and what can not be a financial burden for them.
How can people reach you?
They can reach me at a direct number. It is 231-246-7611. We are also located at 3355 Merriam Street, Muskegon Heights, right across Seaway Drive by Mona Lake.
That is a big building, Rob.
It's huge. He gave me a tour of it. He got a nursery in. Did you finish the nursery?
No. We still finishing it, but we can together.
He's got a little, like, when you're there dealing with stuff, he's got a daycare, a little nursery that the kids can go into and play and things of that nature. All of this stuff costs Muskegon.
Exactly.
And I've talked to Brother Eric about, you know, life and death and all that kind of stuff. And you don't have to, somebody doesn't have to die to go talk.
Absolutely. Don't wait.
Why, you know, look, you know, you can go in there and say, hey, look, I don't like talking about death, but I got to talk about death.
Absolutely.
What can I start to do now? I don't know if I'm going to die tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to die 10 years from now.
Absolutely.
But instead of you leaving, you know, you're the one that's leaving your family behind to take on that financial burden,
exactly,
as well as the burden of your things.
Mm. Yes.
So turn around, at least go see the man and say, hey, ain't nobody died. I just want to know what would it cost for me to have this type of funeral?
Absolutely.
What can I do to start to pay for this and, you know, make sure that my remains are taken with you or whatever the case may be? Right. He ain't a hard person to talk to. He ain't a hard person to get along with. Just go and try. Talk to him. You got services where you can start paying for your funeral now, right?
Listen, you can bring. You got $20 in your pocket.
I got. I got. I don't carry cash, but I got a card.
Listen. You can swipe your card every month. $20. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you. It's your penny bank. We can set up where you can pay on your services. Wow. So now, when that time comes, you covered.
You covered.
That's the ticket.
Eric Carter's in the building. Carter Funeral Home here in Muskegon. Carter's Family Funeral Home here in Muskegon Heights. You know, I went on your website last night, just kind of, you know, just checking out things. And okay. Very well organized.
Yes, sir.
But what I did see, what bothered me, is a lot of young people who have died since July.
Yes, sir. We have served many young people in our community that have passed away from so many different circumstances. And again, we have to, not only does we want to, you know, help them with planning their services, but we have grieving counselor,
right,
you know, to help get through this. But we also want to talk about what can we do to help people while they're living, too.
What happened? Like, man, these are good people.
Right. I'm in the death care field. But again, what can I do while you're still living? So those are things that we're going to put together next year to get luncheon and learns and getting workshops and, you know, having a nice community field day where people can come learn about death care, but, you know, have a little fun of understanding it and not being so creepy or scared about it.
Right.
But yes, we had a lot of young people have passed away unexpectedly.
It was some people I saw on your website. I didn't know they had passed.
Absolutely.
I was messed up last night. Right?
And that's one thing that we do. We try to make sure that we get the notice, death notice out immediately once we meet with the families. Because again, like you said, you don't know. And so it's kind of like you got to kind of go on the website frequently to know if someone passed, which you don't want to do that. But we try to make sure that we design our website that you will have all the updates that you need.
Wow. I know you're a busy man, and thank you for your sponsorship.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank
you
for being available. I'm looking forward to having this conversation. This young man is in his 30s, early 30s.
Yes.
And he has a business in our city. Please utilize him. Support
Absolutely.
Him. Go by and say hello. Talk
Absolutely.
To him. I love it. I love the and I know your family now.
Yep.
Talking to you. You got family. We got family. We got joint
yes,
family.
Joint
talking
families,
to
absolutely.
We all connected.
Yeah, some way.
If you don't mind, share who is Eric Carter and a little bit about your background outside of the business side. Who is Eric? What school you went to? When did you graduate?
Absolutely.
You know, how many grandkids you have?
I know you got not. Listen, you about to make my kids be my next client. Don't do that. So, I born and raised here in Muskegon, lived here all my life. I went to Orchard View. I went to Hikes, and then I ended up graduating from Orchard View. I'm a Cardinal, so 2009, I'm a Cardinal.
Right.
And so after I graduated from Orchard View, again, I was going into law enforcement, then I decided to go into the school system, dealt with, was a behavior specialist, dealt with security and stuff, dealt with the kids at the education level. And then I end up getting into the mortuary business, and now I'm here. I love my community. I love this community. I'm talking about the much as love you all have for this community, man. I'm telling you. Again, Mr. Toombs, he has helped me and guide me. Even in his death, even him not being here, I can feel his presence at times, that it just reminds me of giving back to this community. And as you said, that you, Mr. Toon's partnership with you all, with those things, those are the things that we at Carter Funeral Home, we want to continue that legacy with Mr. Toombs of what he instilled in me to continue that partnership with you and Rob and with anyone. We want to help everyone in this community, no matter if you black or we out for the all peoples.
There you go. All right, Muskegon. There you go. Support Eric Carter. You're going to be hearing that name, you know, Carter's Family Funeral Home, right here on 103.7 The Beat. We're going back to more music. Keep it here.